Okay, based on Kofi's test, from Kofi's test, base, where it says, Amar Rav, the seven lines from the bottom. Amar Rav. Rav says, he's still dealing with the same topic of yads and shomer, right? The yad is an extension of a food item that makes it a, that the question is whether, what's the status of the yad regarding tumma, and a shomer is the covering. So, Amar Rav, ein yad lepachas mikazayas. You can't have a yad less than a kazayas. What does that mean? That means that the food item itself has to be the size of a kazayas. In order for a yad to be a yad, the food item itself has to be a kazayas. As Rashi says, ein yad pachas mikazayas, im yesh ochel pachas mikazayas. If you have food less than a kazayas, you have the rest of it. Kigon, for example, pull a bean. Oh, chatzizayas basar, or half a kazayas. Below yad, and there's a yad attached to the bean, or there's a yad attached to this basar. Baharei hein im ochlin kibetza, and it's with other food, and the other food is the size of a betza. Vinaga tuma biyad, and the tuma touches the yad. Howl, since the ikro eno kizayis, since the item we're talking about, either this bean, or half a kazayas, is not a kazayas, biyachad, combined, ein nechshav liyos lo yad, it's not a yad, dakol tahar, and it's tahar. Very simple halacha. Aval, yesh shomer lepachos mikazayas, a shomer can work for less than a kazayas, ubulvad, and as long as, shiehe kipol, it's at least the size of a pole. Okay? Simple halacha, not hard rule. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav, ein yad lepachas mikazayas. A yad will not work for food less than a shear of a kazayas. The ein shomer pachas mikapol. And a bean will, and a shomer will not work for a food less than the size of a bean. Okay? That's a simple halacha. Given that we don't know what yads and shomers are, once we know that, it has to be at least a kazayas, and it has to be at least a pole. The yad and the shomer, respectively. No, we never said that. No, we don't know. We don't understand the whole concept. We don't. But in that world, it makes sense.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar.
Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, no, yesh yad lepachas mikazayas. There is a yad less than a kazayas. How less? Doesn't say. V'yesh shomer pachas mikapol. And you can even have a shomer within a pole. How small can the item be, and then there's a shomer that will work? Again, he doesn't say. But he doesn't have any shiur. Okay? So far, so good? Meisvei. This now, Meisvei, we're going to ask Akasha on Rav, truly on Rabbi Yochanan also, on both of them. This is a Tosefta in Aholot. This Tosefta is the entire doctrine. Tosefta says a very simple halacha. Not so simple. Shnei atzamos, two bones. You have two bones. Va'aleihem shnei chatzai zeitim. Each one of the bones has a chatzai zayit of basar on it. Each one of the bones. Right? Now, we know myth. A half a kazayit plus a half a kazayit equals a kazayit. Right? But each bone only has a half. So the Tosefta says, shnei atzamos, you have two bones, v'aleihem shnei chatzai zeitim, and on each one is a half a kazayas, v'hichnis roshehem, and you stick the heads of the bones, where there is no meat. There's no meat. There's a long bone. The bone is a 1 foot bone. The meat's on the bottom of the bone. You stick the top of the bone, both of them, into the house, shnehem lebeis levayas, Babayit ma'ahil aleihen, right? The bayit now forms an ohel over these two bones, which have a half a kazayit each, which the boss is not even in the house, right? Nevertheless, habayit tamei, the house is tamei. Why? Why is the house tamei? So Rashi says, second to last line, habayit tamei, hamayil alayad, because the two bones are yad. Right? The meat on the bottom of the bone. So the bone is a yad. I stuck the bone in, both of them. they form the yad in the house. It's ohel, says Rashi. Kimal ala basar. It's just like being ohel on basar. The etzem below basar. Now Rashi just points out that an etzem without basar is mitame b'mago b'masa. Mitame is touching it or carrying it. The inner mitame of ohel and the mitame of ohel. So what do you have? You have a case of yad. Very simple. Yad. Yad not included. No, no. Basar, basar. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says at the end. Because bones without basar are not metabolic of ohel. They have to have a kezayit, What? No. Well, that was yesterday's stuff. So the yad get included. Was that yesterday's stuff? No. We're going to get to that today. Okay? That's the Tanakhava Shita. That's a very difficult Shita. You know why? It's very difficult for what Yehuda ben Nekusa says. Yehuda ben Nekusa, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Heich Shinat Samos, Mitzrayim Fala Kedai. How can two boats combine to a Kedai? How could that be possible? Does that work? That's a very strong question. Such a strong question that I don't understand the Tanakhama. And half a kazai is half a kazai. It goes into the house. So there's a huge chiddush. The yad, forget the yad. To have two hands combined to a hole. Right? Obviously, what does the Tanakhama hold? Tanakhama hold. You don't need a kazai. You don't need a kazai. Who's that? That's not Rav. That's a Yochanan. And the Yehuda ben Nekusa says, you do need a kizayit. Who's that? That's Rav. So the kasha is going to be, v'rav v'may ukimla. How's Rav going to learn this Mishnah? We're trying to have that Rav doesn't argue with anybody. Right? How's Rav going to learn this Braisa, this Tosefta, not arguing on somebody? Somebody's got to argue on. Right? Why? Ibiyad, if we're talking about a yad, the kasha ratio. How on earth is Rav going to learn the Braisa? When it says Reisha here, it means Tanakhama. How can Rav jive with Tanakhama? Tanakhama said, obviously, less than a kezayit could be a yad. Rav said, no way. Right? E b'shomer, let's assume, let's say, the meat, not meat, I'm talking about meat inside the bone. Let's say marrow, inside the bone, has a kezayit. So what's the bone now? The bone's a shomer. That's what you want to tell me. That's what you want to call it that kiddush? It's still a kasha. Kasha sefer. It's still a kasha on the sefer. Why? The why Yehuda ben Nekusa said it's no good. Why? Because Rashi points out half a kezayit is larger than a pole. Larger than a bean. So then it should be fine. What was the shear? Rav's shear for a shomer? A pole. So half a kezayit certainly is good enough. So whether the meat on the outside is the yad or on the inside is the shomer, there's no way Rav could jive with both of them. Can't. By the way, Rashi points out, Rabbi Yochanan has the same problem. Let's think about picks Rav. But in Akanami, Rabbi Yochanan has the same problem. Yeah? That's the case. That's what happened. That's the case that happened. They watched this happen, and the Tanakhama passed in one way, and Yehuda ben Nekusa passed in the other way. Now, Rav lived later than them. Right? So, the question is, how does it make any sense? Now, there's nothing wrong with Rav holding like one of them. Which is basically the more dancing. How does Rav drive with both? So does Nekka drive with both? Right? What's the half of me? Is it possible to make Rav fit into both? The answer is it's impossible. So, the Gemara is going to answer, Ibai Yitzema B'Shomer, Ibai Yitzema B'Yad. I can tell you that the case we're talking about a Shomer. If it's a Shomer, the meat's on the inside of the bone, like the marrow, and then it's the bone protects the bone. You can't get to the meat unless you break it. Or I can even tell you it's a yad, and the meat from the outside of the bone. Eboy say it would be yad. If it's a yad, who the amar ke? There's a stick in the head. Rebbe Yehuda ben Nekusa, right? Rebbe Yehuda, the first verse didn't say Rebbe. That's strange. Anyway, what? I understand. Why did it say the first time it was Rebbe Yehuda? It's just a Yehuda. Right. So if we're talking about a yad, very simple. Rav holds like Yehuda ben Nekusa, who said, only half a kezayit, let them count. Too small. How can two halves add up to a whole? The two separate bones. Right? Makes perfect sense. Vibay Seyma B'Shomer, Or I could tell you that it was talking about a shomer.
Vudarma ketanakama.
And he holds like a tanakama. Why? Tanakama said it's ohel. Why is it ohel? It could be ohel. The answer is because the shomer, each bone is a half a kezayit. Inside the bone, the marrow, it's protected by the bone. The bone's a shomer. The shear for a shomer is a pole. A half a kezayit, bigger than a pole. Therefore, the ohel works. Makes perfect sense. You want to wrap the hole like both? It doesn't have to hold like both. Like we have to have, first of all, Rav's Tana anyway. You don't want to come on to that? You don't have to come on to that. If you want to treat Rav like an Amora, he's allowed to hold like one Tana and argue on the other one. Right? The Tana Kama argue on the Yehuda ben Kusa. Why should Rav be any worse? Right? Rav Yochanan Amar. Rav Yochanan will, how's Rav Yochanan going to learn the Mishnah? The Tosefta. Rav Yochanan Amar. Kula Biyad. No, the whole case is talking about a Yad. Who's the armor? Katana Kama. And he holds the Katana Kama. That what? He said there is no shear. He said there is no shear. Right? Therefore, Katana Kama held half a kezayit is enough of a shear. Yochanan certainly agrees with that. That's why it'll become Tamid. Now, Rashi does point out, I didn't understand it so much. Rashi says that, why couldn't we say, right. Very good. It couldn't be a half a kezayit. It couldn't be the seifa. It couldn't be a case of shomer. Why not? Because if it's a case of shomer, then again zogizon. Again, the Rav has no shear. So it can't be the. He can't hold like Yehuda ben Kusa, who said it doesn't work. It's impossible. Right? The Rav doesn't hold from shear. So there is no shear. So how is the Rav going to go to Tanakama? I'm talking about a yad. The question is, why couldn't it be a girlfriend? Why couldn't it be a girlfriend that's shown also? Okay. Next. Tashma. Try to bring another riot, the exact same case, the exact same kasha on Rav, the exact same answer. Tashma. This is a Mishnah. Is it a Mishnah? Yes. It's a Tosefta and Uksin. Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kulit. Kul's a thigh bone? A thigh bone. Sheyesh aleha kezayis basar. Let's say it has a kezayis basar on the bone. Goreres kula l'tumma. It'll cause the entire bone to be tumid. Okay? That's Tanakama Shita. That makes perfect sense. Acherim omrim. Acherim say, afilu in aleha ela kipul. Even if there's only a bean-sized amount of meat on the bone, goreres kula l'tumma. It'll cause the entire thing to become tumah. Now, again, L'Rav, hi, b'may mukila. How's Rav learning this case? How's Rav learning this price? Is there any way that Rav can like both of them? Impossible. Ibiyad, if the bone is a yad, why is the bone a yad? Because the meat's on the outside. Then, kasha seifa. Then why, how can a pole-sized amount be metallic? Rav said the shear is a kedai. And Iba Shomer, if it's a Shomer, Kasha Resha. It's a Kasha on the Resha. Why is it a Kasha on the Resha? A little difficult. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda said in the Resha, Dafka Kezayit. If it's a Shomer. According to Rav, that's absolutely not true. It could be much smaller. It could be a bean. Again, same answer. Iba Yisem Abiyad. Iba Yisem Abiyad. If you can say it's the Yad, Huda Omar, Kirabi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? This year is a kezayit. Iba yizema b'shomer, or you could say it's a shomer, and kacherim. He holds up the acherim, how's it a shomer? Again, it's on the inside of the bone, so it's like marrow, and the bone's protecting it, so it's a shomer. Then the only inside of a bean, which is exactly what the acherim said. And Rabbi Yochanan, how's Rabbi Yochanan going to learn this brisa? Omar, kula b'shomer. The whole shear is a shomer. What we're talking about is shomer. And who's the Amar Kacherim? He holds like a Kacherim. Why? Smaller shear. He doesn't hold from shear at all. So how does that work? Right. Rashi says the Shomer miha lepachos mikazayim. Less than a kazayim. Fine. Yeah. What is it? What else is it? It's all pasuk. There's nothing else to call it. Now, so we just said that Rabbi Yochanan held the Acherim. But the Acherim had a shear of a pull. Rabbi Yochanan has no shear. Right? So Rashi said, well, it's the smaller shear. That's very good. But you don't have any shear. What do you mean it's the smaller? You don't have any shear. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kula B'Shomer, Hud Amar Kacher, Acher Hokapulka Amri. The Acherim require a shear. They require at least a pull. The Rochanan didn't require anything. Says the Gemara, really, Acherim don't hold from any shear. They don't hold from any shear. I did the Ka'amar Tanakama Shi'ura, since the Tanakama mentioned the Kedayit, in Hunami Shi'ura, the Acherim also said a shear, just to be consistent with Tanakama, they said a very small shear. Paul, in the Kanami, there is no shear. And Amar Rava, the Kanami, I'll prove to you that we're talking about the Bishomer Askinan, that we're talking about a case of a Shomer, not a Yad. Why? The Katani Kulit. Because we mentioned the name of the bone. We mentioned it's a thigh bone. And you know what? Shema Mina, that's a very good raya. How on earth is that a raya? Right? How on earth is that a raya? What? Right. 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 It contains a lot of marrow. Rashi said that. V'stam kul yit yesh bo moach. So, it must be, you're right, fine, very good. End of discussion. Well, no, not end of discussion. One more thing. Itmar Nami, Itmar, Rabbi Chanina Omar, Zehu Shir. He learned these are the Shir. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein Zeh Shir. Rabbi Yochanan says, not true. Ein Zeh Shir, Vakatani Kapul. Same question. What do you mean it's not Shir? Mr. Bryce had a Shir. I did the Kamar, Tanakama Shira, Kamar in a Nami Shira. He also said a Shir. Okay? Good? Good. Now, for the next Gemara, we need the following introduction in Maseches Uksin. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Uksin, talks about a pod, and in the pod are peas, and peas that will go in a pod. Now, apparently, I didn't know this, so I learned this Gemara, that pods, you can have peas in a pod, you also have chitneys in a pod. I guess some legumes and some kinds of beans, besides just peas, grow in pods. Fine, very good. So now, the sharbet, the pod, I guess in those days, or it's not really edible. Is it edible? People eat the pod? You do, right? Sometimes. We're talking about a non-edible pod. What? Right, so we're talking about a non-edible pod. Now, non-edible pod would be a shomer. Right? The peas are inside and they're protected. It's not a yad. It's a shomer. So we're talking about a non-edible pod. Now, what if you took all the peas out of the pod? What do I have here? I have a non-edible pod. It's not edible. It's like a piece of wood. It's not edible. Right? What? Exactly. Therefore, can the pod be makabel tumah? The answer is no. Why? Because it's not anything. It's not food. It's like a bit of food. When the peas are in the pod, it's a shomer. Changes a lot. We're not talking about edible pods, we're talking about inedible pods. Right? What if you left one bean inside? What if you left one bean inside? Is it a shomer or not? So believe it or not, it's a machlokas. According to the Tanakhama, the answer is yes. It's a shomer. According to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, it depends what kind of pod it is. If it's a pod, if it's a pole, a bean that's very, 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 very large, very thick, I don't really need the shomer. I don't need it. The fact that it's in the pod is irrelevant. Therefore, it's no longer acting as a shomer because I don't need the shomer. I don't need it. I don't need it there. The peas are good without it. But if we're talking about a weak, little tiny bean, some other kidney is, that the shomer is still necessary, then it does act as a shomer. So, Rav Elazar ben Azariah makes a film. So, that's all you need to know for this Gemara. Okay? You have a pod, not edible. If the bean is, so according to the Tanakhama, it doesn't make a difference. All a shomer. As long as there's a bean in there, it's a shomer. According to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, it depends. What kind of bean is it? Is it a strong bean? It's a strong bean. I don't need the pod anymore. It's protected anyway. Strong. Therefore, the shomer, there's no shomer. Therefore, if tumah touches the sharbet, it won't be in the time of the bean. Doesn't No, if there are many, then it certainly acts as a shomer because it's not done yet. So it happened once. They all came out. There's still one left in there. So it's pretty much done already. It's not a shomer anymore. That's the din. Tashma. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Right, the Gemara, like his mom, she starts in the middle of the story. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Mitaher b'shalpul. If it's a beam that's nice and strong, the sharbet is tahar. Umetame b'shal kitniyot. But if it's kitniyot, which is smaller and weaker, it will be metame. Why? B'pnei shirotze b'mashmishim. Because what we think this means is, because the article doesn't even translate this word. Because you want it. Meaning, you still need the shmira. Now that's a kasha. Why is that a kasha? Because Rav said that you can't have a shomer left on a pole. Right? How big is this beam? Less than a pole. It's a little kidney. It could be a rice, a tiny little thing. And yet, Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds, it's still a shomer. You hear that? You hear that kasha on Rav? So the Gemara answers, no. Kidam Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava is going to say a number of days. We're not talking about the pod. We're talking about the kolcha. We're talking about the stem. Umishum yad. And the issue is the stem a yad? Forget shomer. Yad. Is the stem a yad? Right? And therefore, we're not talking about a shomer. We're not talking about the shear of a one rice, grain of rice, and one tiny little thing, less than a pole. We're talking about a stem. And the stem has a lot of sharpets on it, and the issue is the kazayat. And it's certainly big enough. That's what we're talking about. Hachanami, same thing over here. Bakulcha, we're talking about the stem, umishum yad. Now, umai, b'mashmishin. So what does the word mashmishin mean? The kasha was Rav held that a shomer could be the size of a pole, because it wasn't a dike, could be the size of a rice, of a grain of rice, much smaller. No, we're not talking about shomer. We're talking about yad, and the shear is a kazayit. Why is it a kazayit? Because on one stem you have 20 pods. That is up to a kazayit. That was the issue. So both of them you held, if you only have one bean in there, it won't be matami because of yad. Not shomer, yad, and then it makes sense, and then it's not a kash on rav. What does the word mean? Bishmashin. What does that mean? We thought it meant to protect. Yads don't protect. We went no my. What does that mean? It means bitashmishin with youth. Meaning, I want to pick up the stem. That's what it meant. Because I can use it. It's a yad. It's an extension. Tashma, another kash on rav. It says, the Tana of the Beri Rishmol, the Pasuk says, I'll call Zera Zerua, Asher Yad Yisraeah, which means, Kederek Shebenei Adam Motziyin, the way people plant. Chita Biklifasa, a wheat with its shell. Seora Biklifasa, a barley with its shell. Adashim Biklifasa, a lentil with its shell. These are all, one grain of barley is smaller than a bean. This Memra says that we have Dinam of Shomer, on one grain of wheat, less than a bean. And the Gemara answers, that's because berry is shiny. If it's a berry, if it's a complete thing, that's different. Right? One pea in a pod is not a berry. Well, that wasn't a good case anyway. Right? But if it's, we're talking about some meat, a bone, it's not a berry. Even though we did say get a nutshell is a berry. We did say that. But one bone and there's marrow inside, it's not a berry. Therefore, the shear is a pole, the shear is a bean. When it comes to one big grain of barley, that's a beria. So if it's protected, has a shomer, the shear will be tameh, even if it's one grain. So that's not a good kasha. Now, by Raboshia. Raboshia asked the following kasha. I think it's similar to your kasha. Shnei shomrin, two shomers, mahu sheyitzdarfu. Do they combine to give you the shear? Do they give you the shear of a beitza? Right, do they give you the shear? What? The food that they contain. Right. What does this question mean? Yeah, Shnei Shomrin, Mao Shei Tarfu. Do they combine? What? As Ochlin. Do they combine with the food? The food has to be the size of a beta. in order to be transferred tumah. Does the shomer combine with your question? Does the two shomers combine to give you the requisite shear? That's the question. What's the case? Elaim of Bezal got there. You have two shomers, one on top of the other. Miyik shomer got shomer. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a shomer on top of a shomer. Well, how do you know that? But nan, because we learned in Uxin, Rabbi Huda Omer, Shalosh kipos klipos b'batel. The onion has three layers. Hapanimit, the inner layer, bein shlema, bein kedur, mitzareta. Whether it's a whole, you know, some of the onions are like peeled and they're cracked, the covering is cracked. So if it's, whether it's whole, or even if it's not whole, whatever's there is there. Whatever's there is a shomer. So the inner layer, the layer closest to the onion, that's a shomer no matter what it looks like. Cracked, missing, whole, doesn't make a difference, it's a shomer. And so it's the middle layer, depends. Shlema mitzarefet, if it's whole, it'll be a good, it'll combine. Kedura in mitzarefet. If it's broken, it doesn't work. And chitona, the third layer, doesn't make a difference. Benkachu, benkach Torah. No matter what, it's never going to become a shomer. So what do you see from this mission in Uxin? You can't have a shomer on top of a shomer. There's only one shomer. You can't have, so what's the question? Do two shomers combine? How do two shomers combine? So, Rabosha, shomer ochel shechalku kami bayale. We're talking about a shomer of food that you split into two. Right? The shomer, the food had a shear of kibetza. How did it have a shear of kibetza? With its shomer. With its shomer, it had the requisite shear. Now, what'd you do? You broke it in two. Or, let's say you had two small onions. Right? And together, they only have, they have the shear of a kibetza together with their shell. Are they mitzdarit? So the Gemara says, Kivan dahai, lo megin ahai, dahai lo megin ahai, lo mitzdarefet. Since the shomers don't protect everything, they don't combine. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, Kivan dahai megin adidei, dahai megin adidei, mitzdarefet. You have two small onions, so and they're touching each other. So the shomer for onion one is not protecting onion two. So do we say it doesn't combine? Or at least, it's protecting onion one, and two has two? So that's the question. Right, so therefore they're like one unit. Right, they have to be one unit. Or, you took one big fat onion, the size of a beta, you broke it in half. Now you want to put them next to each other. Are they going to combine? Tashma. So let's go back to the case on the manala. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Tyra Paul, Michelle Paul. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that if there's one pole in the pod, it's Matahir. Why? Because there's no shomer here. Why not? Because the pole's big enough on its own. It's Matahir. It's Matahir. Why? Because there's no shomer. Because the bean's strong enough by itself. They're all the rest of the beans kitten out. It's the last bean left. It's good. Umatamik b'shal kitniyus. But by kitniyus, I don't say that. Why? If they shirotza b'mashmishin. Because I still need a shomer. So what do you see from there? What do you see from that case? The Gemara's pulling teeth. What do you see from there? Right, we're going to give the same answer. But the Havamina is, we're going to give the exact same answer. That's not a riot, because we're talking about Yad. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is talking about Shomer. So therefore what? You can combine. Right? You can combine what? What? Yeah. So the Gemara assumes that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would agree that they have two or three pods, but also would combine. I'm not sure. Rashi, what does Rashi say? The Rashi of Matama Bishal Kitnias. Kasol Kadaite, you see it? It's a little up. Kasol Kadaite, Sheshnayim Ushlosh Sharbitim, the two or three pods, Mitzdarfin Le Kabetza, would combine im ochlin shebehen with its ochel. It would. How do you see that? Dibivadai in besharvet echad kibetza. One pod is not the size of a betza. Alma shnei sharv mitzdarfet shnei ochlin le kibetza. Afagav the high lo megan a high. How exactly did he get to that? Yeah. Right. We're missing a step here. Right. We're missing a step. night. Right. Right. It's a little bit of a leap, no? A little bit of a leap. The Gemara is going to be rejected anyway because we're going to get the same answer we gave in Amar Al. Amar Ravacha Bered the Rabba. That's not a Raya. We're talking about Umikolcha. We're talking about the stem. Umishum, Yad. And it has nothing to do with Shomer. It's a Yad issue. It's a Yad issue. Yad, it's a Kedayat issue. It doesn't have nothing to do with that. Amar Bevashmishin. What does it mean to serve as a protector? That's not what it meant. It meant bitash mission, to serve as use. I want to use it, to hold it by the stem. Nothing to do with that, it's not a raya at all. Tashma, how about another raya? It's on a debate with Shmuel, same thing on a manal. I'll call Zerah Zeruah, Shay Zereah, Kedar Shebe the other Motiyin, Zriya, where people plant Chita Biklipasa, or Biklipasa, Adasha Biklipasa, what's the raya here? Same raya. That even though, what do you see from here? That Shomer could be mitzdarev. How do you see that? Why? What? Because it's doing it, right? Because one grain of barley does not have, is not the size of a beta. One kernel of wheat is not the size of a beta. And yet they all combine. So, so that's a good kasha. So the Gemara answers, what? Right. We're going to give a different answer now. We're not going to say a berry is shiny. Rashi says we could have given that answer. But we're going to give a better answer. The answer is, Kedam Ravacha, Breid Rava, Bekolcha, Umishum Yad. No, we're not talking about an individual barley. We're not talking about an individual, we're talking about a stem with a whole bunch of barley, a whole bunch of wheat on it, and it's a Yad. Hachanami, Beshedra, talking about a Shedra, meaning a stem with a lot of different seeds on it, Umishum Shomer, and it's a Shomer, it's a legitimate cheer. So it's not a kasha, can they combine? I have the shear right here. I have a stem with 50 wheat seeds on it. Now, fish, now how is each one's a shomer to the other one? How does that work? I have a stem of wheat, a wheat stalk. How are they shomers for each other? Fish loma, iliasa, tzricha latitita. I understand that the upper ones need the lower ones. Why? Because if the lower ones fall away, the upper ones also might fall off. Rashi says it gets weaker, and then the upper ones will fall away. So that, I understand why the bottom would have to be there. El Zita, my Tzvich Liliyasa. Why are the lower ones, these are the upper ones? How are they a shomer for the lower one? How does that work? So the Gemara answers, the Chadara, on one stem, on one branch, meaning you have a wheat stalk, and then they shoot off different stalks off like a tree. You have a main branch, and then a little branch is coming off the side. So on those little ones, each one eats each other one. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. You have so many wheat seeds on one little stalk like that to make you shear of a beta? You don't have that. So Gemara says, Tachit is a shear ben shadach. No, it's a gigantic wheat of shear ben shadach. Right? In other words, unusually large wheat. If you have unusually large wheat, then each little branch coming off the main stem will give you the size of a kibetza, and each one needs each other one, therefore they're all shomers for each other. Apparently he had very large wheat. During his time, they had very large wheat. Right? The Gemara in Tainus, since there was a bracha, that he had very large wheat. Hash the Asif Lahachi, now that I've said that, Chada Chita Nami Bechiti the Shomachata. I don't have to come on to the wheat stalk. I just have one kernel of wheat. It was huge, gigantic. So one wheat was the size of a beta. And I have the share I need. Good? Good. Okay. It's a little easier now. Gufa. We started off the daf with the following question. The question was the following case. Shnei atamos had two bones. The alehen shnei chatzoi zeitzim. And on each bone with a half a kitayis of meat, the hichnis rasheyan shnayim labayit, and I stuck the two heads without the meat into the house, the bayis ma'al aleyan, and the bayis is only ma'al on the bone. Habayis tameh, says the Tana Kama, the house is coming. Yehuda ben Nekutza, Omer Mishav Yaakov. Hech Shnei Atzoas, Avon Lechazayis. How could that be possible? No, stuck the bones in. Right over the threshold. Right over the mezuzah. And they're in the house. The meat outside. So the Tana Kama says it's Tomei. The house becomes Tomei to Ohel. Says the Huda ben Nekutza. How could two kazayis in there? How could two bones? They add up to one kazayis. Two separate bones. Now, we went through that issue. Now, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan have a new thing to argue about. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish, Lo Shanu Ella Etzem Dahavayad. This is only true when the bone is a legitimate yad. Right? Aval Nima, well, let's say a hair was sticking out on the bone. And that hair is not a yad. Why not? Because you can't hold a piece of a bone with one hair. Aval nima lo have a yad. It can't be a yad. Why can't it be a yad? It's not strong enough. It's not strong enough. It's too weak. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu nima nami have a yad. No, I argue even one hair can be a yad. I think we're going to change it to say a lot of hairs. A lot of hairs somehow have more grip. We're going to say that. One hair is not, the Yochanan says even one, yeah. The whole house becomes tummy. Anything in the house, the bone's tummy. The meat on the bone is tummy. No, the other way around. The meat is tummy. The bone is the yad of the meat. No, everything in the house is on tummy. That's how we said. So we said bones by themselves cannot be tummy to matoho. Only because it's the yad to the bottom. So, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan le Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is going to ask Rish Lakish the following question. Or, she'yesh lov kedayis batar, if a hide has a kedayis batar on it, hanogea betziv hayotze mimenu, if you touch the a strand of meat that comes out of that hide, or ubis irish akinecto, or the hair, tamei. What do you see from here? That one hair is a yad. My lav yishum yad. Isn't the hair a yad? The Gemara says, lo, yishum shomer. No, the hair is a shomer. Yomi'ik a shomer, agavi shomer. Forget that. How can they have a shomer? If you're talking about the bone is a shomer, how could the hair also be a shomer? Yomi'ik a shomer, agavi shomer. The Gemara answers, chilchule mechalchel. What does that mean? Chilchule mechalchel. How do they translate that? The hair pierces, where's the pierce? The hair pierces the hide, so the hair is the shomer. You hear that? So, a minute. If the hair pierces the hide, I have a kashya to milk the tefillin. Why? Maskev la rabacha by Yaakov. El miyata, but if that's true, tefillin, hechik tzivan, how do you ever write tefillin? Why? Because the hair has always pierced the hide, so you have a cloth of holes in it. You can't have a cloth of holes in it. Tefillin, hechik tzivan, habina ksiva tama valecha, you need a nice ksav. You can't have holes in it. The branches ishtamitzei hadar v'rava. They forgot what they said in Eretz Yisrael. That's not a kasha. You know why? Because kol shad no nekev shadio oval of eno nekev. Any hole, any hair holes are tiny. When you write, the ink will stuff up that hole. That's okay. When you take the cloth, you hold it up to the sun. You don't see any hole. Why not? Because the ink covered up that hole. Tiny hole. Without the ink, you would see the hole in the sun. No, so even before, he's saying. Even the chachila. Here you have a hole so gigantic that even the ink can't save it. That's a problem. I'm not talking about a hole like that. That's a tiny little nothing hole. So the ink will just cover it up. That's the answer. Ibai Zeba, another answer. So that's first. The first answer is the technical answer regarding Hilchos Tefillin. That kind of kashes that. That's not a hole. Ibai Zeba, I'll give you another answer. Kulei, the whole Mishnah, is Mishum Yad. Shid Amar Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi gave a similar answer, b'milai shebein hamiloyim. It's the stalks among the stalk. In other words, not one hair, a whole bunch of hairs. A whole bunch of hairs, different story. A bunch of hairs could be a yad. Why? I can grab it like that.
Hachanami here too, nimo shebein hanimin. It's we're talking about many hair. Many hairs, different story.
Behecha itmar, Rabbi Eloi. Would Rabbi Eloi say that? Would he say that?
Aha, on the following story. Milai Shabishibolin, the what's Milai? The bristles of the stalk, Mitamin are Tame, Umitamin, and they also make Toma, Venom it's Darfin, and they don't combine, right? They don't combine to give you the shear of a beta. Milai, Lamai Chazi, what are those things good for? Those bristles. Amar Rabbi Eloi, the Milai Bain Hamilayim. No, it's many. Many you can hold on to it. And that's the biyad. So too, same thing by the hairs. But that's a machlokes, the Rishlakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rishlakish says one hair. I don't have to argue that. Rishlakish is talking about one hair. Rabbi Yochanan answers back. I'm talking about a lot of hairs. That's why Rishlakish said it can't be a yad. So Rabbi Yochanan answers back. I'm talking about a lot of hairs. So they're even arguing now. What would Rishlakish say about a lot of hairs? Maybe he would even agree. Just in a minute, listen. Achmina, Amrilei, Hakinam Mistabra. That Mishum, the Mishum Shomer makes sense. Dita Kedaitach Mishum Yad. Nim Achas Lamai Chazi. What's one here good for? It goes no. Kedam Amrilei, the Milai Shebein Hamiloyin. Hakinami, the Milai Shebein Hamiloyin. Heicha Ismar. Where'd that come up? Where Kedam Amrilei? Where'd that come? Adatnan. Shemilai Shebishibolim. The bristles on the stalk. Metamin are Tamei. Umetamin, and they can make other things Tamei. The Amos Dyer from the Don't Combine to give you the shear. Milai lamai chazi. What's that? How can that be tumah? What's that good for? What is that? Gemara answer. Same thing. Amar milai. The milai bein milayim. It's not one bristle. It's many bristles. Many bristles. You can hold on to it. Then that would be the story. Okay. We'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. We want to welcome everyone back, and we hope to have a nice man. We're going to finish full in about another month. And we'll start the choros. We're winding down the. Winding down over here. Winding down shop. All right, everyone have a good day.